Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Explosive situation in Pine Richland. Fascinating. The fervor by which we attach ourselves to football and a football coach. I love the stuff. However, comma, I wish in general terms America and Americans would care as much about teachers and teaching and COVID and mass murder and suicide rates and depression and anxiety. Just me. However, comma, I respect and admire. I really do. Here's what I've always loved about Lebo, because I'm a Lebo guy. When something happens, folks don't crawl under the bed. They storm the castle. They fill an auditorium. I'm serious, man. In Lebo, they don't jack around. If they have room in a building for 500 people in Lebo, 1,500 show up. I've seen it. I live it. Whether it's school board, taxes, education, football. You name it, they care. They give a damn. Can't say that about a lot of communities, but you can say it about Pine Richland. Damn good school district. I mean, damn good. I mean, top tier education system in America. Stellar. Superstars. In conjunction with that, churning out insanely good athletes who headed to Duke, Colgate, Clemson. I got to be honest. I'm a Central Catholic boy. I was glad when they moved out of 6A. Because they're that damn good. And all of them, student athletes, led by a guy who... Every single person I've talked to was a leader, was a family man, was a disciplinarian. Their coach, Eric Kasparovich, bagged, fired, not renewed, cast aside by what is now being described as a witch hunt. As we speak, supporters are gathering. Preparing for what we are being told is some sort of board meeting. Meantime, I have the pleasure to introduce Coach Todd Yoakum, Dr. Yoakum, PhD. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Well, you're not great, actually. You're aggravated. You're irritated. You're perturbed. You're perplexed. You're bemused, befuddled, and bedamned. Are you not, doctor?
Yes, definitely some of those things.
And you tell our listeners, you're the quarterback's coach at Pine Richland, right?
Yeah, I've coached quarterbacks here at Pine Richland for the past 10 years.
And you're also a PhD. Quite frankly, we met over your brilliant analytics over COVID-19. So there's nothing this guy can't do. He has a big brain, as I like to say. So, Coach, when they sent you that email, what did the email say?
The email that we received was rather straightforward. It was BCC'd from the former AD to some of, not all of the assistant coaches, and it essentially said, Coach Kasparovic's contract is not renewed. Your contracts will not be renewed. You're welcome to reapply once we find a new coach. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, did that come as a surprise, or did you see this train coming?
Well, if you would have asked me 2 days before, I would say a huge surprise. But the night before, there was a leaked, I guess you'd say, screenshot of a text message from one of the school board directors to one of his friends that essentially said, head coaching job's going to be open. Please encourage people to apply. And you may have seen that on yes. online and social media.
Yes.
But, you know, when we saw that, you know, we knew the next day it was coming. And so I wasn't surprised that it came after what had transpired the night before.
All right. So let's address the elephant in the room. Did you at any time in your tenure there under Coach Kasparovic see any sort of hazing, sir? And if you did, was it addressed?
In my 10 years there, which was before Coach Kasper and with Coach Kasper, I never saw any hazing or bullying on the football team. And frankly, with my children being in school there, you see people get in disagreements. And each and every time, we addressed everything completely. I never had a parent come to me and say, hey, my child's getting bullied. I never had a player come to me and say, hey, I'm getting bullied, Coach. And you know, it's like trying to prove the negative here. It didn't happen. I didn't see it. No one saw it.
And it would stand to reason, my man, that since you are a prominent member of the community, since you do have kids at the school, since you are the quarterback's coach, that if it happened, Coach, you would have seen it or heard about it. Stands to reason, does it not, sir?
Yeah, no, that's exactly true. I mean, that's one of the downsides, I guess, of living in the community you coach. You hear and you see everything. And when you have kids in the school, that's, you know, multiplied tenfold.
Hey, Coach, can you hang for a few minutes? I know you have a meeting, but I want to keep you a few more minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm good till 9:30.
All right, man. Got to hear more. Got to ask him about specific allegations. Got to ask him about the quote-unquote witch hunt we're being told. Got to ask about the protests. Got to ask about the personal vendettas. That's the accusation, that this became nothing but a personal vendetta. Hang in there. Big information coming up. Protest show of support right now coming together in Pine Richland, followed up by what we're told is some sort of school board meeting. We do not know definitively yet if they are addressing this issue. This is what we have heard so far from Eric Kasparovic, the Pine Richland coach, who was in essence fired, and so were all of the assistants. I have one of the assistants, Dr. Todd Yoakum, on the line. I want him to hear this statement. It's the only statement we've heard from the coach. I was informed yesterday that my coaching contract will not be renewed. I am disappointed by this decision and want to unequivocally state that no bullying or hazing took place in the Pine Richland program under my watch. I never condoned any bullying or hazing. If I became aware of any such claims, I met with the individuals and immediately put an end to it. I addressed and resolved these infrequent events over my 8-year tenure internally within the team. The players and coaches were made aware of my zero tolerance for this type of behavior. Certainly, if bullying or hazing had occurred under my watch, I would have followed proper reporting procedures as I have always done throughout my professional career. I want to thank all of my supporters who know the safety and well-being of students is and will always be my utmost priority. Coach Yoakum joining us. He's the quarterback's coach at Pine Richland, has been there 10 years. Doctor, do you stand by those comments by Coach Kasper?
100%.
Did you ever see him personally address the team, suggesting that if there was any such bullying, for example, a towel whipping, which is, I was told was looked into, or name calling, which is, I was told was looked into, or allegations that one player urinated into another player's helmet, which, as I was told, was looked into. Would he address those in front of the whole team ever, sir?
100%. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him single out a kid in front of the entire team because, you know, that's not what you want to do. But absolutely addressing those sorts of issues with the entire team. And, you know, I remember as recently as last year, we had the captains run because the rest of the team did something that was, you know, wrong. It wasn't bullying. It wasn't to another kid. They just did something that didn't reflect the character of Pine Richmond football. And there was punishment. He meted it out, and we went on from there. That's something you could speak with the captains about. They'll tell you exactly what happened.
Coach, you know I'm a fan. I respect you, what you do. Your ability to not only coach football but to deep think is amazing. You tell me, though. The headline reads, Witch Hunt in Pine Richland. Is that accurate, sir? Is there a witch hunt here?
So many times this stuff is sensationalized, but, you know, I believe if there's ever a time to use witch hunt, it's now.
Yes.
And I believe, you know, what myself and 9, 10, 11 other coaches heard was pretty clear that there are personal matters that are affecting these decisions that, frankly, any person, much less a school administrator, shouldn't have.
Coach, do you believe, as has been stated publicly, that the superintendent has personal issues with the coach? Personal, sir. Nothing to do with football.
Well, my belief certainly is the assistant superintendent who said he hated Eric Kasparovich and wanted him fired has some sort of personal issue. You know, when you're a leader of an organization, the people under you are your responsibility. So I think that does transfer up to the superintendent and to the school board.
The superintendent, the assistant superintendent said he hated Coach Kasper.
Yes, that's what we were told by Sean Simmons, the athletic director. Mm. All of us were told that. Mm. 10 of us, 12 of us were told that.
So that underlines and validates what you're suggesting is a witch hunt. He's hated by a big shot. The big shot takes it further, and he's done, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Let's use a word that's been used already. Let's not use witch hunt. Let's use bullying. That's what they're trying to do here. And it's bigger than football. It's bigger than football. Football's just the group that will stand up now and say, hey, we're not going to take it anymore.
Hey, Coach. If given the opportunity to return, will Coach Kasparovich return?
I can't speak definitively for him, but I believe the answer is yes. I know the coaches I've talked to. We want to return, but we can't return in these circumstances.
Very, very frustrating, Coach. I thank you for your time and your honesty, and I respect and admire you. You know that. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right,
have a good day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.